anything you want. The new dial in toll free at 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-453. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our website. You get to create the content of the site. If you'd like, you can submit content to it. You find something online that you think's interesting, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page, where it awaits a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the website. You can go get interactive at freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, we're going to go to a special guest here to start things out this evening. But first, I want to welcome our brand newest radio affiliate, WTBF AM 970 in Troy, Alabama.
Excellent.
Yep, WTBF will be joining us every single night of the week.
Wow.
And they're going to be doing it, actually, I think all 7 nights, as a matter of fact.
That's every night of the week, yep.
And 3 to 6 in the morning, Central Time. So we are taking over
the Rock of the Morning Show.
We are taking over the Neil Bortz slot, which I think is an appropriate thing to do as a program director, because he retired a couple weeks ago, and they replaced him with Herman Cain, and so WTBF decided that they'd rather keep with the Liberty mindset and go even further to the Liberty mindset and get Free Talk Live on the air, because Neil Bortz is one of those show hosts who claims to be a libertarian, but isn't really. You know, he believes in war, for instance, and we're a little bit different. So 855-453 is the toll-free number. Again, welcome aboard all our new listeners in Troy. If you're listening to us in the overnights, whether you're in Troy or somewhere else, if you're not listening live, you can still take part in the show. Just make sure you know, set an alarm or something to remind you to call in at 7 o'clock at night Eastern time. We're on from 7 to 10 Eastern all 7 nights per week. So you can just call during our live hours, bring up whatever it is you want to talk about, and then later on when you hear the show on your local radio station, you'll be able to hear yourself later on. So let's go to the phones. We've got Frederick Graves on the line with us here. And Mark, can you do an introduction?
Sure. Frederick Graves is the author and creator of HowToWinInCourt.com. Frederick, are you there?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, the HowToWinInCourt.com website is the new and improved jurisdictionary course. How has it changed?
It's jurisdictionary on steroids.
Wow. And the jurisdictionary was a big deal before. We've been talking about it for a long time on Free Talk Live, and it was a one-of-its-kind thing where, you know, you could actually pay an hour's worth of time for a good lawyer and get a whole course on how to use the legal system. How could it possibly be better?
It's way better. We spent 4 years upgrading, and we have more tutorials, more videos, more audios, quizzes, final exam where you can win an honorary law degree, and it's just fabulous. It's interactive, it's online, and one thing that's cool is if you have a tablet or a smartphone, you can even use it with a tablet or a smartphone in addition to a computer.
Not to mention all those other helps, it also shows you how to write the motions and things like that, so it has stuff sort of written there that you can copy down, and I found that to be very helpful too.
Well, yeah, there's tutorial on pleadings, how to draft pleadings, how to draft motions, how to draft memoranda. There are forms and examples of things. But I just want to say, I like to say, if I may, you know, like the things that we're concerned about here at Free Talk Live Radio, the things that bother us. People are so frustrated, Mark, and they don't realize the power that they have by going to court. And they think, gee, well, I can't afford a lawyer. Well, we understand that. That's why we created HowToWinInCourt.com, because people can't afford a lawyer. They throw up their hands, and they're exasperated, and they feel disenfranchised, and it just isn't right. I mean, like the lady said, this is America, isn't it? And she's being arrested because somebody's messing in her backyard without permission, and so it makes no sense. But when we learn how to go to court, and an eighth grader can learn this, it's true. I mean, people tell me all the time, an eighth grader can learn this. Well, okay, 20 years ago this wasn't available. Now it is. And now people can learn how to go to court on their own and kick butt.
Yeah, I think that's what, you know, I've been retaking the course myself, and one of the things that I find to be so valuable is I would imagine most of the time that I would be using this is I would, this works for plaintiffs or defendants, but it would likely be a situation where I would be up against some kind of government attorney who likely has a whole bunch of cases or whatever that they don't want to deal with the flurry of motions. And this court teaches you how to, you know, write the motions when they're appropriate and what to write them for. And I think that that's, you know, it's going to be so valuable because in most cases they probably won't get responded to, and then you can just move to dismiss.
Well, yeah, and we have people who haven't seen their kids in years mm-hmm. that now have sole custody of the kids. You know, we have people that are being taken advantage of by their relatives after someone passes away and the money disappears. You know, there's,
yeah.
you know, where,
happens
where,
so often.
Where there's a will, there's relatives. And businesses and child support issues and tax issues, and a lot of people are being helped with foreclosures. It's just amazing, and we're just so thankful to be able to provide this to people from someone who's been a lawyer for 27 years, knows the ropes, and basically doesn't have a very good opinion of my profession. And I think people need to know how to fight back and stop letting the lawyers run the world.
It does seem like that's the case, that lawyers certainly have taken over. This course is the course that people should be getting in high school for civics class. And
but they don't do that because they don't want you to know your rights. They don't want you to know the rules of court. The whole system's designed to take advantage of people who are ignorant. I mean, I'm sure you know this, Frederick. I've been in countless arraignments and just watched these doe-eyed folks walk through the door having never been inside a courtroom before in their lives. You know, they don't even know where to go, let alone what to say when they get in front of a man with a robe.
I love to tell people to grab your Bible, if you have one, and turn to the Gospel of Luke and look at chapter 11, verse 52. And here we have the Lord Christ saying, "Woe to you lawyers, for you've hidden the keys of knowledge." Well, here we are, it's 2013, and the lawyers are still hiding the keys of knowledge, only now there's howtowinincourt.com.
So how would people go about getting involved, getting the course? You know, I know that there are a lot of people, excuse me, listening right now that are probably dealing with either they've got an attorney or they, you know, they're, you know, dealing with a situation that they'd like to take to court, but they don't have an attorney. How can they get howtowinincourt.com?
Just howtowinincourt.com says it all, Mark.
That's right.
Isn't there a code, Mark, for Free Talk Live listeners?
It's not a code. When you go to check out, you know, you can use the pull-down menu, Free Talk Live there in the pull-down menu, or when you call to order, you just mention Free Talk Live.
And that helps them, you know, How to Win in Court, know where you came from.
As far as tracking goes, yeah.
It helps us out.
As a matter of fact, you can't check out without using that pull-down menu, and people will. People will click that Free Talk Live radio and let us know.
Much appreciated.
Because we support what you're doing, and you support what we're doing, but the main thing is there are people out there that really, really need help, and they can help themselves.
Yep, I see them all the time, week after week, in court, and it's just the amount of ignorance out there about the legal system is staggering, and you know, right. You don't want to learn the hard way.
And
really
all
don't.
It takes is this is a weekend course. It's not like you're dedicating you know, a week or something, or you know, 2 years like some people do for degrees for this. I mean, it takes a weekend to go over this. The weekend before you you know, after you get some kind of ticket or whatever the situation is, that's when you know you should be doing this. You know, I mean, I've had to use this information a few times, and I think it's extraordinarily valuable.
Frederick, I really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live here tonight to talk to us and let us know that there's such a valuable resource out there for folks.
Well, thank you, and we're just so happy to be able to help people, and it is a help.
Glad you're on board with Free Talk Live. Longtime supporter of this program. That's howtowinincourt.com. Frederick Graves, thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, New York Police Department has taken delivery of portable body scanners. You've seen them in the airport. Now they're hitting the streets. 855-453, you knew that was coming, right?
I did not.
855-453, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you would like. 855-453. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we've got stories about milk and water and the crimes that surround them. But first, we're going to go to the streets of New York and Gothamist.com. I'll let you know what's going on with the body scanners hitting the streets. You've heard about them in the airports Well, now they might be coming to a street near you. 855-453 does allow you to bring up anything that's on your mind. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we get a lot of features and we give them away to you for free. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them, with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send their validated photo or video into the program to show that they are listeners of this show. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. According to Gothamist.com, the New York Police Department is currently testing a mobile van-mounted unit that can scan pedestrians for concealed weapons. Remember, have you guys seen V for Vendetta? Remember the scene where they've got that van driving through the streets of London and it is scanning people's apartment buildings?
I vaguely recall that.
They're scanning for phone conversations and things like that, monitoring and listening for evidence of, you know, secret activity and things like that. Well, this kind of seems a little familiar to me, which should seem familiar to you if you've seen that movie. They're going to be driving around with a van-mounted unit, and they'll be scanning you if you're on the streets. And as was reported a year ago at Gothamist.com, the department is experimenting with infrared technology that will enable police officers to detect whether individuals are carrying guns under their clothing. We know from The Matrix that the human body emits over 25,000 BTUs of body heat, and the NYPD's machines will enable authorities to see what that heat is, or rather, they'll be able to see that the heat is being blocked by any significant chunk of metal, like a gun.
Hmm.
The mechanism, which the NYPD developed with help from the U.S. Department of Defense and police in London, was delivered to the department last week. At his annual State of the NYPD address at a hotel this morning, Commissioner Raymond Kelly announced the following. He said that the device reads a specific form of natural energy emitted by people and objects known as terahertz. If something is obstructing the flow of that radiation, for example, a weapon, the device will highlight that object. Over the past 12 months, we've been working with a vendor and the London Metropolitan Police to develop a tool that meets our requirements. We took delivery of it last week. One of our requirements was that the technology must be portable. We were able to mount it in a truck. These images are from a recent test we conducted with an officer carrying a hidden handgun. You get a sense of why we're so hopeful about this tool. We still have a number of trials to run before we can determine how to best deploy this technology, but we're very pleased with the progress that we've made over the last year. And what they show in their picture is a man wearing street clothes, standing, you know, 50 feet away from the camera, and it shows you his what he looks like in regular life, and then it shows this overlay of the scanning technology over top of it, which gives him a kind of a green hue to himself, and then there appears to be a black firearm that is silhouetted against that green color. So the suggestion is that this is going to be used on people on the streets of New York, and of course we already know they have stop and frisk.
So isn't this a new kind of invasion? I mean, you know, it, up to this point you've been protected in your person. I believe that's one of those Bill of Rights that they really don't pay much attention to any longer. But when you're speaking to a police officer, I believe that they were allowed to do a Terry pat to make sure that you didn't have any weapons on you, and that's to pat you down on the outside of your clothing, and if they find something that feels like a weapon, then they're allowed to do something about it, I guess. But this is like a Terry pat from a distance, and they're not necessarily talking to you. The idea is to keep the police officer safe during that circumstance. This is...
It's like a Terry pat for every single person, like no suspicion needed.
Well, the good news is the device last year was reported to only have a range of 3 or 4 feet, but Kelly was hopeful they could improve it to scan citizens from a distance of up to 25 meters away. It's unclear what the current range is, but we're sure it's going to be controversial no matter what the distance. According to NYCLU's executive director, Donna Lieberman, she says, "We have no idea how this technology works, if it's effective, and what its error rate is. If the NYPD is moving forward with this, the public needs more information about this technology, how it works, and the dangers that it presents."
And a lawsuit.
And, yeah, absolutely, because it's my understanding that if they, for instance, fly over your house with an infrared device and scan your home for, say, a grow operation, that that's not admissible evidence. They can't just go around and invade people's privacy like that. Maybe I'm mistaken in, you know, that. I don't know all the ins and outs.
That's my understanding of it.
All the various different legal decisions that have been made over the years.
They can't just use their FLIR cameras for anything they want. They've got to have, you know, some kind of probable cause or whatever.
Right. So, you know, is this, how different is this from the FLIR camera, from the infrared cameras? I mean, they are reading some sort of radiation from your body, some kind of heat, seems like a heat signature of some sort.
Well, it could be an excuse, though. If you saw somebody who was carrying a gun, you could follow them, perhaps, and then when they get in their car, you could have some sort of excuse
to pull them over,
and then you would have a reason to search them. Theoretically, right?
I guess if they were using this and not reporting that they were using it, or not including it in their, like, their reports on any arrest ring, you know, as their reason for searching somebody, if they just use this to, you know, single out people that they suspect and then come up with, as you're suggesting, some other excuse.
Yes, but that's surreptitious. I mean, and it's not, the law would not accept that.
Well, they're doing it anyway, right? So whether the law accepts it or not.
Would they know, though? I mean, if you were to watch somebody on one of these things and the person walking had no idea, and then they got in a car and you pulled them over for speeding and you said, you know, I smell marijuana. I'm going to have to search you. Get out. And most people are going to get out of their car and let you search them, especially if they don't have marijuana on them. Then you have a gun? I don't know.
Who knows where this is going, but it's creepy. That's for sure.
Well, that's kind of how the legal system works, though. The legal system says, well, the government's got to overstep, then somebody has to bring
push
the case.
It back.
And then we'll give the government half of what they wanted before.
This thing is really Orwellian looking, by the way. They've got the picture of this device, and it looks like an old TV screen or something like that. This really boxy blue thing. It's very creepy, very disturbing, very dystopian. And people should be concerned about this. And you should be concerned about it, too, even if you don't live in New York City. Because
once they have it in New York City, they can do it anywhere.
Well, right. I mean, they went to London to work with the London cops, who already apparently have some experience with this sort of invasiveness. And so as they've done in London, a lot of those things that they've done over there for the police state have come here. The camera systems, of course, there's millions of closed-circuit television cameras over in London, and we're seeing that duplicated to some extent in bigger cities here, like Chicago, New York, D.C. Then you got this one, this ultra-creepy invasion of your clothing, an invasion of your, you know, the heat signatures coming off of your body. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's not like this is just going to be for guns. I mean, this could be for anything metal that you have on you. I mean,
yeah.
You could have all kinds of things on you. And do the cops need to know that information?
855-453. Yeah, this isn't going to be targeting, you know, murderers or anything like that. It's just going to be targeting the average person who might have a weapon on them to try to keep themselves safe in the streets of New York.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And get interactive with our website. We've got archives that go all the way back to late 2006. Just click and download as many as you like. Right there at the top of the site, you'll see the last 7 days worth, and then click over in the archives section, and you'll go back for years. Plus, you can also get extra stuff, audio-related content from Free Talk Live by visiting our SoundCloud page. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And if you're already at freetalklive.com, just look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find our SoundCloud link there. And some of the things you'll find on SoundCloud that you won't find anywhere else on our website are interviews that we'll participate in. Mark, you were recently on WSRQ in Sarasota.
That's right.
On Susan Nyland's show, and that audio is there. Plus, you also do the Edgington Post interview series, and that audio is also available through our SoundCloud page. So go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and that's pretty much where you can get all the audio that comes out of these studios here, the Free Talk Live hosts, at least, audio. So 855, 450 free. But if you want more Julia, you can go and find her at pukeandthegang.com. And I actually had the pleasure of being the guest host on Puke and the Gang yesterday.
Yes.
So I don't know when that is released. Is it soon?
Probably today or tomorrow.
Okay, so go to pukeinthegang.com. You can find that episode when it's available. And if you scroll on back through some more of those Puke in the Gang archives, you'll find some episodes with Mark as well. One or two?
Two. Makes you wonder how many times they're going to recycle us through.
855 450 free. You know, we're always good for a good radio appearance. So 855.
You could call that a radio appearance.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the radio. On okay. Pirate radio stations.
Yeah. Great.
855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. And let's see. So the New York Police Department rolling out this creepy technology that is going to be scanning your, as the police chief calls it,
terahertz. I'm not sure what that is. Terahertz radiation.
The suggestion is that your body's putting off heat, and it's if you put a gun against your body, that it's going to, you know, somehow block a certain amount of that heat signature, and that they'll be able to see in through sort of infrared ways, I guess, is what I'm hearing here.
Yep, terahertz radiation here, according to the Wikipedia, can penetrate fabrics and plastics, so it can be used in surveillance, such as security screening, to uncover concealed weapons on a person remotely. This is of particular interest because many materials of interest have unique spectral fingerprints in the terahertz range. This offers the possibility to combine spectral identification with imaging, passive detection of terahertz signatures, avoid the bodily privacy concerns of other detection by being targeted to a very specific range of materials and objects.
So this is another one of those situations where the informed criminal is going to be better served. You know, I mean, obviously they make an advancement, and criminals can make an advancement beyond that.
That's true.
You know, you just put one of those little, you know, those warm hands packets or whatever.
Put it over top of your gun.
Yeah, just wear it there over top of your gun. What's the big deal?
Yeah, now you're thinking.
This is a place, this can only be used in a place where essentially concealed carry is completely illegal. Like New York City. Now, I wouldn't call New York City the crime capital of America or anything, but it certainly
makes
southwestern New Hampshire look like, you know, I mean, what it is, one of the lowest crime areas in the nation. And not to say that you can necessarily correlate gun freedom in each state to a lack of crime, but, you know, there have been some studies done in some places where they can compare individual places where they've or places that are similar in ways where they've you know, loosened the gun restrictions in one place and crime has gone down as a result. I think that each individual, the crime is caused by many factors, and each individual place has to look at that. But, you know, it may be, if there was a another New York City that you could compare to and say, you know, let people carry there, you know, maybe that would make a difference. Maybe when people are spread out in a more rural area that they'll commit less crime if they're armed, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but I know that a gun is part of human freedom, being able to protect yourself.
I like the response here, the comments on Gothamist.com's piece. Jen Chung's baby, the first commenter here, says, I'll just have to fire my Glock now and then to make sure it stays warm. And then another guy says, half my leg is made out of stainless steel. It's going to happen to him.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm guessing if
might
you're
be the inside?
Yeah, well, yeah, right. So what if it's, you know, if something's inside and it's surrounded by something warm, then presumably this wouldn't be able to detect it. So, you know, like you said, you know, get a hot hands and put that over top of your weapon, and you might be good to go.
Might.
So, 855, 450 free. Maybe you've got some comments about this. You got a feel for the New Yorkers, though, because what can they really do about this? Besides, you know, come up with the really intelligent things to do to avoid detection of any kind of weapon, as we've been talking about here, and I'm sure the New Yorkers will come up with really creative methods to do that. But beyond trying to dodge around this particular situation, there's not really much you can do to really change it, to really turn this around, is there? I mean, because they've been doing stop and frisks on the streets of New York City for a long time.
Yeah, it really doesn't seem that much different than that.
But it's just a lot more expensive.
Yeah, it is a lot more expensive, but they've already spent the money, haven't they?
They've spent the money, that's for sure. And I'm sure they're going to spend more, you know, because if they can prove that this is a workable, even somewhat workable technology, they'll be able to get the budget to expand the program.
This is just the natural order of government. It's going to grow. Every time you give the government an inch, they're going to take a mile. You know, once, you know, the idea of the Terry Pat was to keep the police officer safe in a situation so that they're not standing in front of somebody who has a, you know, a gun or a knife that's going to pull it out and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the idea, and it's only expanded from there. Once you give them the ability, once the government has the ability to invade your privacy, it's going to invade it all the way.
Yep.
And I just don't see how it's not going to. Who's going to stop it? How's it going to get stopped?
I don't know. I know that in Philly, they, you know, some of the occupiers went into a city council meeting and attempted to speak out, but that's all. That's all they could really do is say, hey, this isn't right. Stop this. Or the ACLU can bring a lawsuit, but ultimately it hasn't stopped. Stop and frisk continues today, where the police will just stop anybody they want to, anytime they want to on the streets and frisk them.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know what...
There's no
what
winning for liberty in these cities. I mean, there's just no chance. I don't see a giant awakening happening as far as the ideas of liberty are concerned, penetrating into the mass consciousness of a place like New York or Philly or D.C. or, you know, you fill in the blank.
You would think that there would be significantly more crime per person in a place like Dallas, Miami. I'm just trying to think of the places that have more gun freedom than New York but are still metropolitan areas in the top 10 metros. There's no metro the size of New York. Mm-hmm. I think that Chicago's half the size of, or excuse me, that LA's half the size of New York, and then, you know, Chicago's like 75% again of that, and, you know, after that they start really, you know, diminishing in size. But you'd think that Dallas or Houston, one of these big, big metros that are in the south, you know, Las Vegas, you'd think you'd be able to compare them, you know, point by point to New York City and see what the, you know, see why is it? I mean, you know, is it that guns make it more dangerous? Because I don't think it is. I think that guns allow people to defend themselves and they probably stop crime when individuals can show a gun and make a robber go away. It seems to me that they probably stop more crime than they cause. Yeah, I think a handgun's a dangerous weapon that if you need to secure that thing and it needs to be safe, and I would have one if I could carry one that would have all the modern safety features on it. I wouldn't want something, some old thing that could just go off.
Mm-hmm. Share your thoughts, if you'd like, on this matter. And is there any hope for the people in the cities? I mean, maybe I'm just being pessimistic, but it sure doesn't seem like it's very hopeful. I mean, to actually have some sort of semblance of a turnaround to reduce the size of government in these places, to make it less intrusive?
It's hard enough here in New Hampshire, where government isn't nearly as big as it is in some place like New York LA. It's hard enough here to try to turn things around. So the beast is just so much bigger in New York. And the attitude of people is a lot different. People are a lot more used to it and comfortable with it.
Yep.
And so I can't even imagine what it would take to turn that around.
They're more likely to want to be taken care of as well. So you really have to have that regrouping. And we can talk about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, which is a good excuse for you to come check out how much better things are in New Hampshire. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And then just to the south of us here in Massachusetts, there's a water bottle ban that we've got an update on. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of these airwaves. Do it toll free. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy all the features that we share with you there. You like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon as well as, Newegg and some other places. You click into one of those links and then get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. The Amazon deal is the best for us. That's why it's there at the top of the page. So whether it's Amazon UK, Amazon US, or Canada, click in and go shopping. You'll get the same great Amazon deals, same huge selection, the reviews that you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Instead of Amazon keeping all the profits, they send some of it over to us. If you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Now, it's a good thing that these scanners that they're installing in New York City, or that they're about ready to start rolling into the streets with, I guess hooked to a van or some kind of a mount on the top of a van or something like that. The scanners cannot detect bottles of water, thank goodness. Otherwise, the Concord, Massachusetts police might be interested, considering that there's a ban on bottled water sales. Now, to be fair, they haven't banned the possession of a bottle of water. But what they did do, and we reported on this a few weeks ago when the ban went into effect, I think it was right around the new year.
Yes.
That if you are a seller of bottled water and it's not flavored, because apparently you can, as long as you add some flavoring to the water, then it's totally okay. But if you just have water in a bottle and it's for sale, you could face some problems.
Right. So we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I actually brought this up, and it was January 1st that this went into effect. And I haven't looked into it, but I've seen sort of headlines in passing of other cities jumping on board with this idea. Yeah, I've seen a couple of sort of just headlines in passing, so I haven't looked into it, but I've actually had friends on Facebook who have said that they wish that more places would do this, because they're really taking control of fixing the environment, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's just bottled water, unflavored bottled water.
Correct.
So sodas, everything else is fine, which means that just those consumers basically have been targeted. And
right, the healthiest consumers are the ones who are being targeted.
While at the same time, they're complaining about everybody being obese and trying to fix that issue, which doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Yeah, water not contributing to an obesity epidemic.
So this story is from Boston.com. Nearly a month after a ban on the sale of single-serving bottled water, plastic bottled waters, so you can have glass, apparently.
That's right, because fancier bottled water is available in glass bottles.
Went into effect in Concord. All town businesses are complying with the new law except Cumberland Farms. The convenience store on Thoreau Street is refusing to take bottled water off its shelves and has continued selling all sizes of bottled water. Love that.
That is heroic.
Yes.
Wow.
You don't expect to see a business owner, or in this case...
It's a chain.
What sounds like a chain. I don't know if they're franchisees.
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Okay, so then it is more of an individual business owner decision rather than a corporate decision. But to see a business owner step out of line like this, too...
Usually in franchise situations, the corporate does have some say.
Yes, that's true. It's part of the agreement.
Yeah, this is unusual for sure.
Yeah, you don't get to like open a McDonald's franchise and then I think they franchise McDonald's.
Yes.
And then change out Ronald McDonald's outfit. You just don't get to do that.
No, you don't.
But this is heroic. I mean, this is incredibly brave. Anytime a business owner stands up to the state's ridiculous ordinances, you very rarely see this, and good for the news for reporting on it.
You very rarely see this from the larger stores, which they're in a more financially stable position to do so. You know, like usually you see this from some mom and pop guy who's just principled and angry about this law.
Mostly just angry.
Right, and they'll hold out for a little while and try to put up a fight, and eventually they can't afford to do so.
They get crushed.
I'm not sure I've ever heard of a big chain taking a stand like this and just saying no way. So who knows how long they're going to hold out.
Hmm.
But I'll continue. Concord's public health director, Susan Rask, has said she's visited the store 3 times and found each time that it was selling water in plastic bottles in violation of the law.
Criminals!
She first issued a warning, followed by fines of $25 and $50.
Hmm.
They have told me they intend to continue selling water, Rask said. Town manager Chris Wellhand said he is working with the town council to determine the next step. I suspect we'll continue to issue citations and fines, he said.
What else would they do?
Right. An employee at the Concord store referred all questions to the Cumberland Farms corporate office. So
it is town ordinance violations, so I don't think they can make an arrest on this.
No, they're probably really upset because they have no idea what they can do except for issue fines, and if they don't pay them, what are they going to do?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have enough experience with going up against the government in civil court. I will be doing so for the first time in a couple weeks here, actually less than a couple weeks, as I'm being come after for a smoke alarm violation. So I expect, to lose because you generally lose when you go up against the state. And then they're going to issue me with some sort of fine, and I'm not going to pay it. So I don't know what that's going to result in. I've heard rumor that they can hit you with contempt of court if you don't pay a fine that they've ordered you to pay. I also understand they could possibly put a lien on my property, maybe even take my home from me. I really don't know what to expect out of this.
I don't know. It's scary.
By the way, just in case people don't know, the rule here is that you apparently have to have an interconnected smoke alarm system.
Yeah, because the batteries aren't good enough, right?
Right. Well, no, not just connected to AC power, but also to where the alarms are interconnected with one another. So you have to have one on each floor, and then they all have to be connected together so that when one goes off, the others go off.
And that way you can't figure out which room is causing the darn smoke alarm to go off.
Yeah.
You know, they're just all going off together. You're like, what is this?
And they're claiming this actually applies to every single house, not just, big houses or multi-families or anything like that, home has
that. I don't even have smoke detectors.
I can't imagine in your unit that, if the smoke alarm went off in the kitchen and you were up in the far bedroom, that you wouldn't be able to hear it blaring.
Yeah, I can hear a radio that's on in the kitchen from my bedroom.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was an aside. So I'll let you know what happens when you get issued a civil fine. But in this case, these guys are heroes, man. Enough to the state like this.
Since the bylaw prohibited the sale of plastic bottled waters 1 liter or less went into effect January 1st, Rask has been checking between 120 and 150 local establishments and vending machines for compliance. Dude, can you imagine that? Like, that's your job to go around
and make sure that
nobody's selling bottled water.
Nobody can get water out of a vending machine.
Yep.
Man, you can get as much sugary, bubbly water as you want out of this vending machine.
That's right.
But we will not allow any pure water to come out of this vending machine.
In the name of the environment.
You want to talk about an absolutely worthless existence. This is it as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
It's time to do some soul searching. What are you doing?
Dansai or whatever the bottled
Dasani.
Water company. What is it?
Dasani.
Dasani should come up with bureaucracy flavored water and then sell that in Boston. And then people can, you know, drink their bottled water
that's
flavored with
bureaucracy. Well, you can get sparkling seltzer water that's not flavored, and apparently that's okay.
It's
so
got bubbles.
It's literally just bottled water.
It's adulterated water.
Yeah. 14 businesses, she said, were still selling bottled water after the first inspection, but most were unaware of certain aspects of the law and have since complied. Some businesses, for example, stopped selling small bottles of water but still had 1-liter bottles in stock. Rask said others thought they were still allowed to sell cases of bottled water. Some of it was a lack of knowledge, and some were waiting to see if the town would enforce it, she said. The 14 businesses were checked last week, and all were in compliance except for Cumberland Farms.
Wow. Just the one holdout.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Sure.
I am very pleased that the vast majority of Concord businesses have decided to comply with the bylaw, regardless of the views about the merit of the bylaw, says Wellen, the city town manager or whatever.
If I lived in Concord or anywhere near Concord, it's a Boston area suburb, right? You know, if I were somebody, maybe a Free State Project participant living in Nashua, somewhere around the coastline, for instance, that would make a fun little day trip just to go down there and buy some bottled water from those folks and tell them thank you.
Several
I just wonder, you know, if you should go into some of these other gas stations or whatever it is and say, hey, do you have any bottled water? No, okay, thanks, bye. Oh, no, I only want water.
Well, if I'm traveling, I only want a bottle of water. That is what I drink on the road.
Me too.
And that's what I want. I would just be really... This next paragraph here says that the business owners are saying that it's driving customers out of town.
Yeah, of course it will.
And it would drive me out of town.
Or to Cumberland Farms, apparently. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. What will end up happening here, we don't know. Because I don't know if they're going to pay those fines or not. I mean, eventually, if they're getting enough business, the business might actually outweigh the fines. That's a possibility.
Good.
They could be looking at it from that perspective. 855-450-FREE, you take control. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. The scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.